Welcome to the Free Fire Pro Podcast. This is your host, Berserker Gaming, and I'm joined by my co-hosts.
Hi, I'm Flame Carver 61.
Crash Man.
And I'm Dad Venture. You can listen to this podcast wherever podcasts are available. We're so excited that you're joining us for the Free Fire Pro Podcast. And you can also find out more of these great tips and news and maybe get some free diamonds at freefirefamily.com.
Welcome again to the Free Fire Pro Podcast. I am your host, Berserker Gaming, and I am joined by my three co-hosts, Dad Venturer, Trash Man Gaming, and Flame Carver, and some amazing, exciting news that I'm excited about dropped about Free Fire. Did you guys know we're getting a new anthem? It's amazing. No, seriously, did you guys know that?
No.
You know, I love the Free Fire music. I love all, like, my favorite anthem, though, still. Carver knows what it is. Flame Carver, what's my favorite Free Fire anthem ever to be a lobby song in the game?
Bella Chow.
Bella Chow. Bella Chow. Oh, that was so good. Bella Chow. 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 I love it. So, yeah.
Wow. I'm excited because it's called Beats Go Boom, and it's by Squad Beats. It's actually the virtual band for Free Fire. I think that's pretty dope. And, yeah, I mean, I agree. I love EDM. So, like, anytime they release new stuff, and especially attached to Free Fire, it's awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I like all the music that they bring to the game. It's usually pretty edgy, pretty right in the front line of, like, modern culture. Like, it's great. Especially, I like the songs in different languages. They're just super catchy. So, I think that Free Fire's music game is the best in the industry. I haven't seen another game that handles music like Free Fire. They utilize it well. They bring in all these international celebrities, musicians, and singers, and I think it's great. I'm excited about it, so I don't know how excited you guys get. I know, obviously, Berserker gets excited, but it's great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get pretty pumped. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, so yeah. Hey, but we're live. We're live on TikTok, guys.
We're live. This show is live today on TikTok.
TikTok. That's us right there.
We are live on the Free Fire Pro Podcast. You can get a shout out if you participate in the conversation. I might bring it up as we go. But for a shout out, for those of us, every episode that we do the Free Fire Pro Podcast, we are giving a shout out to one of our loyal fans across the Free Fire universe. Today's shout out is going to RAR FF, RAWR space FF on YouTube. Now, RAR FF is a loyal follower in our virtual family, I say, on my Discord, which is where we house a lot of what we do here, share with you how to participate in some of the articles that we write, the show on the Free Fire Pro Podcast, and to win diamonds. It's something you all get excited about in Free Fire. And so if you want to check out RAR FF on YouTube, go to his channel. Again, RAWR FF on YouTube. He does a lot of hot headshot compilations. He's got a Coco X Mood highlight reel. You can check him out. Show him some love. Follow him. If you'd like to be on one of, like, highlighted on one of our future episodes, join our Discord. The link will be in the show notes on the episode, and you can join our Discord and you can become part of this Free Fire Pro Podcast community, and maybe you'll be featured on one of our future episodes. And so as we do these conversations, you might be part of it as your name comes up. And going on last time, Carver, we had a conversation in the last episode about Skylar. We compared some characters and we ranked them S, A, B, C, D, and then we ranked Chrono F because it's terrible.
Yeah.
But during that, we all kind of collectively decided, and Trashman and Berserker, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that Skylar is the most OP of OP right now in the current meta of the gameplay. And so with that, I know, Carver, you have some insights onto how to maybe make Skylar even more OP in the game.
Oh, yes. I have a list of 5 pets that are best comboed with Skylar to increase your gameplay with Skylar. So on the first on the list, you guys can tell me what you guys would rank this. I have Spirit Fox. And what Spirit Fox does is when you're using a med kit, you get additional health. So this is good for, like, you know, you use Skylar, you break all the glue walls, so you're going to get shot. This helps you so you can pop back and you can get that little bit of extra health before you have to go back right back into combat. What do you guys think about that?
That's pretty sweet. So does that stack?
That does not stack.
Oh, but that's still a great ability. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, anytime you can recover HP, always a good thing in a game. But I'm not going to put it as the best pet.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. Skylar already gets health regeneration when he's kind of knocking down glue walls, and so I think that that could be good. But what are some of the other options that you have, maybe that we can compare to see if maybe Spirit Fox is a good pet for Skyler?
Next on the list is Rocky. They say this one goes well because you know how you get the health for the glue wall destructions. This one's good because on its first skill level, it does cooldown reduction. It goes 6%, then 10%, and then 15% cooldown reduction. So you're going to be able to just use Skylar's ability over and over again to be able to just wipe everyone's glue walls. And this will be great for either unlimited or limited, depending on how you play Clash Squad. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, I think anytime you can use Skylar's OP of OP abilities faster, it just makes him more OP. It's like when Chrono is, I would take the cooldown reductions with Chrono because Chrono was so OP. If you could just use him more, why wouldn't you? He was amazing. So I think this one definitely would be one I would think would be one of the best to use on Skylar right now in the meta.
No, I completely agree. Using Skylar's ability is great. So, you know, the more you get it, the better. Next on the list is Mr. Wagger. He's the one that if you have no glue walls, he will give you a glue wall. This is good because, you know, after you use Skylar's ability, like I said, all the glue walls are gone because you wipe out like five or just six of them. So you're going to want to be able to have a glue wall like backup to be able to place that down. This will be great for Clash Squad, either competitive or just casual play. So if you don't have a glue wall, you know, every 120 seconds you can get one. And as you rank that up, it just becomes 100 seconds. This will be great. What do you think about that, Trashman?
Yeah, and I mean, once you get it maxed out, it looks like, what, 100 seconds or so?
100 seconds.
You're getting a glue wall. That's really no time when you're in Battle Royale, when you think about it. Like, 60 seconds can go by like that. So, you can't beat it. You're getting an extra glue wall. So, you don't even have to purchase one, do you?
No.
Automatically given. So, yeah. No, that's definitely worth it.
Well, Skylar FF on TikTok says that they don't like Skylar. So... Ooh. Yeah,
I don't like Skylar, but I named myself Skylar. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that don't like Skylar right now because they don't have him.
True.
I mean,
that's true. I mean, Skylar's definitely OP right now. Skylar's the meta. If you don't have Skylar, I mean, I don't even like to use glue walls, but I've started using Skylar because if you don't, you're just at a disadvantage to people who do because you can't. Can't even protect yourself when you are using glue walls. They knock the glue walls down. And so Mr. Wagger's a good combination because if you lose the glue wall, you should have another glue wall that you've gotten through Wagger's abilities as they level up. And you could throw another glue wall down and protect yourself, at least for the cooldown reduction time period of Skylar, which it's not very long. So you might get hit again eventually, but you're going to be able to save yourself at least for a good portion, if not the remainder of the match.
Yeah. So next on the list is Beastin. They say Beastin's good because, you know, it increases the distance of your grenades, glue walls, and grenades. So what it says here is, because of this, you can either use it to place down a glue wall farther away, so, you know, you can block off your opponent's gunshots from a distance, or, like, you can time the grenade perfectly and then throw it at someone's glue wall, and then use Skylar to, like, blow open that glue wall so it's a direct hit with a grenade. So either way, you can use it for however you want to use it strategically. But it's just a great combo for Skylar. What do you think about that, BZRK?
I don't know. I'm still struggling to figure out how to use glue walls, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. Okay? And this is going to be an exposing content here, okay, Free Fire fans? I'm still new to the game, okay? And glue walls are just this thing that are very difficult for me to figure out, okay? So I wouldn't know. My pet right now is Falco, which I really like, okay? So... that's all I know. I'm going to start trying to use – Trey Y actually told me I really need to figure out how to use glue walls better because they're this protective shield.
You need to learn. It's Free Fire. Yeah. You need to learn to use glue walls. That's what I have been told for a very long time. So yep. I have acquiesced, and I use glue walls, and they do help you stay alive. And so you need to learn to use glue walls. And
Yeah.
Beast's
I'm
ability
just trying
is
to learn how to shoot and hit people.
Fair. Yes, if anyone's watched you stream, it definitely looks like the computer is playing the game for you.
Yes,
but it's not. It's actually a Berserker right now. He's brand new to the game. He's not been playing it as long as we have. Yeah. You know, Flame Carver, Trashman, myself, been playing a year and a half. But Berserker's brand new. And I'm so trying. It's fun to watch him struggle to get better at the game as we did a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's still funny to watch me struggle. I mean.
Yes. Yeah.
And final on this list is Otero. He gives you EP, which is that little extra health for those of you who don't know BZRK. So this is good because when you use a medkit, you get the EP health. So like, you know how Skylar can is more of a rush character, I think. You can use him for like farther back, but like you're really going to run a rush up with shotguns at people's glue walls and just burst through and get those headshots. So what I'm thinking that you would use this ability for is because when you use a medkit, it gives you the EP. And since the EP heals you automatically, while you're out in combat, you don't have time to back up and use a medkit in combat. So that'll just heal you like over time slowly. So this is good for when you're out in the combat rushing around. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I mean, that, yeah, that sounds like it would be really helpful.
I mean, anytime, like you said, anytime you're gaining HP, EP in the game, it's really hard to argue with that. I mean, you're literally getting an edge over someone that's not running that.
And when it comes to Skylar, I mean, so which one of these is best? I don't use Otero that much. I mean, I don't think I've ever picked Otero, to be honest with you. I know what his ability does. I just don't use a lot of EP because the gameplay style that I have done in the past – I'm gonna get killed if I need the EP. I'm already probably in an engagement with two or three guys because I love to run in. I am a full scale rush attack person, and so I would say for me, the way I would use Skylar, Otero would not be one of my favorites to pick. I would either take a pet that does cooldown reduction, so I can use that OP ability more, or I would take Beaston so I could strategize how I'm using glue walls and grenades in my effort to take the other ones down, because I do think that's a great advantage to be able to toss a grenade at the enemy and then use Skylar to take the glue wall down just as your grenade's going to blow up and really do either lethal damage or enough damage that you can easily approach and take that final shot. So to me, that's where I would go with these five pets for Skylar. Do you guys have any difference of maybe how you would approach Skylar and a pet in the way that you play?
No, I got to agree with you, Kyle. It's either Beaston or Rocky for me, and those are the two I run primarily with every character. And I mean, Beaston is a huge, like, you don't realize it till you turn it on, but it is a huge difference in how far you're actually throwing grenades. It's like some maps you could probably get half the map.
Yeah.
On a throw. I mean,
yeah, I had Beaston's ability off because I like to use Beaston's ability last night plan. And I felt like the grenades fell at my feet. Like I threw them out and just like blink, blink. And I'm like, man, getting used to Beaston is a bad thing because when you don't have Beaston, it's terrible. So I would probably default to Beaston just because I love to be able to toss my grenades far. But when you don't have it, it feels bad. Now, I see on TikTok, as we are doing this live on TikTok, we were watching, I do see some people saying Mr. Wagger would be one that they would pick. Let me see. One of our guys here was saying Mr. Wagger would be a character that they would use here. Mr. Garrick is saying that online on TikTok. So I do think Mr. Wagger is a good choice there. You get the free glue wall. But for me, I'm a rush person, so I'm more interested in taking down glue walls than building glue walls. So that would be my thought on that.
Yeah, I think it all comes down to your game, your strategy, and how you play. Because like, if you're going to sit back, you might want to have the healing one. So if you get shot, you know, you can stay alive in the back longer. If you're going to rush, you might want to go for Rocky or Beaston. It just comes down to your style. But for me personally, I think I would choose Rocky if I'm going with Skylar, because just the ability to be able to take out more glue walls and have his ability come back faster is easily a game changer.
I could get behind that. I mean, I think it's definitely a good option for Skylar when we're talking about how to make Skylar more OP. I think any of those options are decent options. Although Wagger and a glue wall is not really changing how the character plays as much as giving you more protection. And so I think to make Skylar more OP, which was, I think, the question, which is the best bet to go along with him, I would go with one of those other two. But yeah, Mr. Wagger would be a good option there as well. But I think Rocky is a solid choice if you want to just shred glue walls in Free Fire. So
that's one of my favorite. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, this is one of my favorite things as I'm new to Free Fire. A lot of games, when you have characters, they don't have any effect on the outcome of the game. And so, like, the fact that Free Fire incorporates that and uses the pets to help aid or take away from how well a character functions, I think that's one of the best things about Free Fire, is the adaptability of having different characters and how they actually do enhance your gameplay.
No, I think it's good. And so that, thank you, Carver, for kind of helping us go from realizing how OP Skylar was to making him even more OP so we can slay our enemies in Free Fire. And with that, let me talk about somebody. We like to talk about pros or pro events every episode. And so this episode, I want to talk about a streamer that maybe you guys know, maybe you don't. I'll see if you guys know, and then maybe we'll see if anyone on TikTok knows. But one of the popular streamers of Free Fire across the world is Muna by Gaming, M-U-N-A space B-H-A-I, Muna by Gaming. Muna by Gaming is known for playing some 1v1s and 2v2s with and against Total Gaming and some of the other big streamers in India. He's got a win rate right now of like 26.02% in Battle Royale, a KD of 6.11. Like that's insane. I've seen as high as a 30% win rate. So that means one out of every three games, Muna Bai is getting a booyah in Free Fire. That's significant. Fair. I know people get a lot of wins, but I don't know a lot of people with over a 30%, just a little bit over like 30 point something. Win rate. Like, do any of you have a 30% win rate?
I have a 30% chance I'm going to shoot myself in the game. Yeah. That's not even part of the coding.
Right.
Got a 30% chance I'll lag out of the game.
Right. I got a 30% chance I'm going to lag out of this match. I'm not going to.
I have a 6.1 kill death ratio.
Yeah. 6.1 maybe with a negative in front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean it's one death. One kill for every 611 times that I get shot.
What's the saying? They call me 007, zero wins, zero kills, seven deaths.
Oh man! Well, let me tell you, Munabai does a lot of good videos on YouTube. Last I saw, he's almost 3 million subscribers. I think 2.73, 2.75, and growing, becoming quite popular on an international level, as well as continuing to play with some of the big streamers like Total Gaming with 28 million followers and some of these other big Indian streamers. And so he just continues to really each month, I think the 1 month he went up 90,000 subscribers, like just insane. He's got like over 1,000 videos on his channel, all kinds of millions of views. So if you don't know Muna Bai and you're looking for an international streamer to maybe watch and see some of the gameplay, Muna Bai could be a good streamer for you. I think most of the streams are either without a lot of dialogue or are in Indian. And so that's some of the things you want to think through as he's speaking Hindi and some other languages over in India. So those are some things to think about. But Muna Bai is a good streamer, creates some really great content. Thumbnail game is on point for a lot of these big Indian streamers. And when I break down kind of looking about who Muna Bai is, it's what I see in some of the metrics that I have on YouTube is like Muna Bai can be making anywhere from like $2,000 a month to $35,000 a month. That's how much traction and of video traffic is coming through. So that's a significant number for a streamer who's playing Free Fire predominantly in the world as a full-time gig. And I think that's exciting. I mean, any of us, I think all four of us could easily live well on $25,000 a month. And yet Muna Bai could be making that much. And I think it's just an impressive thing to look at with a streamer who's just really doing it at a high level. And have you guys ever seen any Muna Bai content?
I have not, but I'll tell you this much. All that money would be great, but I don't think it'd make me better at Free Fire. Just to be honest with you. You got to have that in you already to make that kind of money streaming Free Fire. You got to be a good player with a 6.1 KD ratio. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, 6.11. It's high as 6.64, I think. That's almost seven kills every time you get into a battle royale, and knowing that you're gonna get a booyah one out of three. That's just insane number. I'm not performing at that level, I'll be honest with you. and I think that not many are at that high of a level on an international scene, but Muna Bai is able to do that and create this brand that's doing very, very well across all of the world right now in Free Fire. And so somebody definitely, if you are an avid Free Fire and you're passionate about it, check out Muna Bai, get to know who Muna Bai is, because you're going to see that name a lot more, I think, in the coming years as he continues to grow significantly in exposure, especially on YouTube. Yeah, so check about. So I watch these Indian streamers because I have an Indian account that I have. You know, I've got Green Criminal in India. So for me, I don't have Green Criminal in North America because Green Criminal's not come to North America. So for me, I like to go to these other servers and utilize cool character skins. And so I go over to India to play with the Green Criminal, and that's how I get to know a lot of these streamers. Because like in our server, you go over there. There's every time I go over, there's 15 Ajubais, there's 15 Moonabais. Like everybody who's fans names themselves after these characters. So I don't think I've ever played with the actual real Moonabai, but I've played with a lot of people named that. So I get to know these characters, go back and follow them, and I get to see some really great Free Fire content. And I think many of you, if you're looking to see more of that, that's a way for you to really engage with that. And so check out Moonabai. And I know, Trashman, you've got some stuff you want to discuss for this episode. So you can take us through some of what you want to discuss as we kind of get into this last portion of our episode here.
I do. And this one, since we just came out of talking about Skylar and his glue walls, is targeted at BZRK here to help him out to get to that 6.64 KD. And it is all about glue walls.
I love that you think that I'm ever
there. You go. There. All about glue walls. Here you go. Oh, get some glue wall help from BZRKR.
Okay. What do you think my first tip is going to be to you?
Use them.
Yeah.
Use glue walls.
That would be a tip.
What did I know that was what you were going to say.
But hang on.
All right.
You could actually use them too much. Did you know that?
I do now.
You could use glue walls now. Too much.
Yeah, well, you know, you're trying to use multiple deployments, and then you're late game. You ain't got a glue wall, and the enemy does.
Uh-oh. I mean, just glue walls are very important late game when there's no cover in that final circle. You need a lot of them.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is don't use every single one of my glue walls in the first 15 seconds.
Yeah, mainly because you probably won't be able to get out of the prompt. But
it's hard. So I think it's easier to use glue walls on a mobile device than on a computer because, like, it's just using these different keys and bending your fingers around. It's not as adept as just put your finger and go back to what you're doing. What I always hear people tell me, like I'm an emulator player. So when they tell me it's just easy, put your glue on, it's not easy. If it was easy, we would do it easier as computer players. It is extra movements and awkward movements with your wrist, with your fingers to do it. But glue walls are necessary. And I agree with this. Like when I use glue walls early, I don't have them late. I'm losing. You're going to lose. You got to have glue wall later in the game. Most of the final circles, and I've been doing a lot of broadcasting with Free Fire. Almost every match you broadcast ends in open field, in Purgatory, in Bermuda, and rarely do they have a building in the final circle where it lands. Every once in a blue moon, but even then, it's good to have a glue walls to barricade someone in a building or to barricade yourself. And so those are some things you have to have glue walls at the end. And if you don't save them, guys, first strategy, you know, save your glue walls till late game, especially those final two circles that you're going to be in.
All right. So now my next question to BZR, what is the pet that we just talked about earlier in the show that you should be using if you're running heavy glue walls?
Well, if I'm running heavy glue walls, would it be Otero?
No.
Or no. Mr. Wagger.
Nope.
Mr. Wagger.
You want to go 0-3?
Yeah. Arion 15 on TikTok says Wagger. Come on, BZRKR. Wagger. No, Wagger. Arion 15.
It's beasting. You want to be able to throw those as far as you possibly can.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, it doesn't. It's good to know. It's good to know.
John, you didn't know there was going to be a quiz later on, did you?
I didn't. Thank you, though. Thank you. This is helping me. This is really helping me.
It is. So next one, it seems kind of this is one of those ones you're going to learn as you go through the game, and that comes down to placement is crucial, making sure you're getting it laid down, like, in the right area. Obviously, you don't want to throw it to the left and the enemy's flanking to your right, and this just comes with, I think, natural control on mobile because you have to kind of drag the screen and stuff. And same with emulator because emulators will lag on you and you'll throw them straight in front of you when you meant to try to jump or turn to the side and turn one real quick.
It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the problems that I have is if you crouch, you could. Here's something for you, BZRKR, as you play. If you crouch and look down, you can throw the glue wall directly in front of you at your feet. Really close quarters protection. If you stand up and throw it, you're going to throw it a full body or two in front of you or more, depending on where you're aiming as and looking. And that leaves too much exposure. A lot of times you're getting shot from at an angle from the side. And so if you throw it at your feet, you really get a full three sides of protection right off the planting of the glue wall. If you don't, if you throw it too far out, you got to move into it and you're still exposed. So
gotcha.
Get in the habit of crouching, throwing down the glue wall, and then getting back up.
That does make a lot of sense.
That's what the pros are doing. That's what you really need to work to do, but it's a lot of finger movement on a keyboard to get. So,
and it's quick too. I mean, it's quick too. I mean, yeah. I mean, just like with anything, it's coming with practice. Like being able to place a glue wall well is coming with lots of playtime, lots of experience, and knowing what the right scenario is, what the right time is, and also not to waste them.
Now, the next one is a little bit flashy, but I guarantee you most pro players know how to do this, and this is the 360 glue wall trick. And Kyle, do you want to explain why the 360 glue wall trick is effective?
Oh, I just watched you do this the other day, Dad Venture.
The 360 glue wall trick is effective because it gives you 360 degrees of protection around your body, which means you get full protection from the enemy. And especially if you're playing in an unlimited room, you could throw three glue walls down, get protection, and then the next glue wall will actually remove the first glue wall and give you an escape. So if you remember where the first glue wall was, you can get your protection, you can get healed back up, you can med kit up, and then throw that fourth glue wall down, drop the first glue wall, and you can escape and attack your enemy with full health. So it's a very good thing to do in unlimited. If you don't have unlimited, you can still use three, but you're going to have to take down a glue wall. One of the great things about what I was doing the other day when you were watching, I had Skylar. So you go into your glue wall protection, then when you're done, you position yourself in a way that you can attack your approaching enemy, hit Skylar to drop your own glue wall, and then attack the enemy, surprise attack. And it works great. Works great almost all the time. With Skylar, you have so many glue wall options. That's why I think Skylar's so OP, is because not only is the character building OP, it heals him, all these things, but you also have way different unique strategies to approach combat than you have even with Chrono, because you can take down your own glue walls and surprise people just as well as effectively as taking down theirs. And Chrono was just one big blue bubble, and you always knew how to approach that. And that's why I think some of where we see the change in it. So I think that's my breakdown of why the importance of using 360-degree glue walls in combat.
Agreed.
Yeah. And this still comes down to just an experience and skill thing, practice. I mean, especially with the placement of glue walls, starting out in the game, it's always going to come to you as a thinking thing. But as you get through it, then it becomes more of a muscle memory or a reactive thing overall. So yeah.
This is one of the things. I mean, I talked about this last episode of the podcast. One of the things I love about the Free Fire community is they're so welcoming. You go to a lot of other communities of gamers, and they're just so toxic. And if you're not good when you're starting off, nobody cares. They just want to roast you all the time. But every time I've played with players, even though I'm new and I'm starting off and I'm not very good, they have been welcoming. They've been kind. They've been trying to help me out, figure it out. Like when I've been playing in squads and I'm terrible, the guys don't get mad at me and just leave. They stick around and they try and help me get better. I think that's the spirit of Free Fire, is we're all kind of in this together, all trying to figure it out, and we all just want to have a good time. I mean, what do you think, Dad Venture? What drew you to the Free Fire community?
I mean, I love the community because of the people. Like, I think it's what separates. Like in the North America server, most people don't know about Free Fire, at least where we live in the United States. No one has ever heard of Free Fire when I talk about it. So we are like the ambassadors of Free Fire. But in the Free Fire Pro podcast, number one podcast in all of North America, Free Fire. We're excited about that. But really, we have a community that understands the game in the Free Fire fans. And so we all get it that we're against the cultural wave of people who don't know Free Fire. Now, in other parts of the world, Brazil, parts of Latin America, go over kind of in the Middle East, North Africa, the MENA server, some parts of Europe, but really over in Asia, the game is much more common, much more known. And so I find that those servers may be a little less open sometimes to brand new players, and maybe a little bit more judgmental. But it seems to be in the servers where it's not as common in the culture, it's so welcoming. I felt welcome. You know, I was a trash player at the beginning. You know, I was really bad, and I've improved a lot over the last year and a half, But along the way, I've had my fans, my virtual family, helping me and playing with me, and that's been wonderful. And I'm still going to get better at the game. But it's the fans that make it worth coming back over and over again, because they just are different, and they're cut different from a lot of the other big games.
The best part about those servers is I can't speak those languages. So I don't know if they're being mean or not, you know? It's kind of great, you know? I think they're saying how great I am and how much they like playing with me. Who knows? Well, hey, as we're coming to a close, we have this incredible website, freefirefamily.com, with a bunch of information on it, tons of tips and tricks, great articles to read about how you can get better, all the stuff that we talk about in our episodes we post, as well as on pretty much anywhere where you could watch or listen to podcasts, you can check out the Free Fire Pro podcast. And we're on Instagram, and we are on TikTok, and on our freefirefamily.com website. We have, for the month of February, this is really, really important. The month of February is, get this, airdrops of 100 diamonds daily. Through the month of February, we are having daily 100 diamond air drops. And here's what you have to do. You have to go to freefirefamily.com, get on the post, and you have to comment with your name, your UID, and your server to enter. And every day, one lucky winner is going to be chosen for 100 free diamonds. It's just simple. All you got to do is go over to the website, read the post, put in your information, and that is how it's done. Pretty great. What do you guys think?
That sounds awesome.
Well said. If you want to win some diamonds every day in the month of February, check out freefirefamily.com. Thanks for listening to us here at the Free Fire Pro Podcast. We'll see you in the next episode.